In today's lecture, I would like to tell you about some famous scientific hoaxes. There have been a great many of these over the years, and some of them have been extraordinarily successful. Let me start by telling you about the Tassaday tribe. These were discovered on the remote island of Mindanao in the Philippines. They aroused great international interest when they were found there some 30-odd years ago, in 1971. They were discovered and made known to the public by a government minister. They were a fascinating tribe, which seemed to have made little progress since the Stone Age. Their homes were in caves rather than houses. They didn't wear clothes apart from a few leaves. Most striking of all, perhaps, was the way they related very peacefully to each other. They discussed rather than fought, and disagreements were very few and quickly settled. Many foreign journalists wanted to visit the island and see the tribe for themselves, but only the National Geographic reporter was allowed in. He took many fascinating pictures, and his magazine sold a record number of copies. Many people wanted to go and see the tribe for themselves, but entry was carefully controlled. The famous film star, Gina Lola Brigida, visited the island, but few others were allowed in. Soon after her visit, Marcos, the president of the Philippines, decided to make the area where they lived a reserve and no other visitors were permitted. A fund was established by the Philippine government. Its aim was to help the tribe preserve their historic way of life, and it received generous contributions from all over the world. After President Marcos was deposed in 1986, anthropologists decided to have another go at seeing the tribe for themselves. When they got to Mindanao, they discovered that the Tassaday actually lived a totally ordinary life. They wore jeans, had houses, and got into fights like everyone else. They had been persuaded by the minister who discovered them to pretend to have a Stone Age lifestyle. The minister then fled the country with the money that had been collected to protect the Tassaday tribe and its way of life, an amount reaching millions of dollars.